This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Howlison Hill wrapped up another season with closing day on Sunday. The highlight for many was the pond skim at the base in what was called Rat Lake. Steamboat Springs City Council members were judges. Here's Ed Briones with his judging strategy.
I am judging on laughter. The more you make me laugh, the higher score you get.
Lots of Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club kids did their best to make it across the frozen pond in crazy costumes. One was Soda Creek fifth grader Theo Mall, who had a goal.
I make it through Switch. I didn't.
Skiing Switch means skiing backwards. Theo ended up in the pond, but second overall. One young Winter Sports Club skier named Brannigan was at the top of the run, trying to convince Winter Sports Club freestyle alumni Robbie Brown that he should ski into the icy pond switch.
He gave me the inspiration to go into the pond backwards, so I figured I may as well just turn around and go for it.
And that's what Robbie Brown did. He had a perfect score for the judges, and he won it all. The Moffat County School District has a school board meeting tonight. The four-day school week calendar for the fall is on the agenda. Regular meeting starts at 6:30. The Rout County Farm Bureau is hosting a meeting tonight. It's a 10J rulemaking draft info session. It is in the Sirocco Ag Education Building on the hill behind Sirocco High School in Oak Creek. Starts at 6. Auditions for this year's cabaret are tonight at 6:30 at the Depot Arts Center in Steamboat. The Moffat County girls soccer team kicks off the season on Tuesday with a home game against Grand Valley. Chelsea Suazo is the head coach of the Lady Bulldogs this year.
The girls are looking awesome this year. We have a lot of returning players from last season, so we're kind of excited about that. And we have quite a few new players joining us as freshmen or sophomores.
Coach Suazo says the team has been practicing inside. They're looking forward to practicing and playing outside on turf once more snow melts. The Steamboat girls golf team is doing their best to get ready for the season despite a heavy winter of snow. It's the first year for head coach Andrew Donner, who says he's known these girls for years from when he was director of instruction at Haymaker Golf Course.
I actually worked with a lot of these girls when they were 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So it's kind of cool to see them now getting into high school and kind of taking it a little more serious, and they can swing and they're athletic. So it's going to be fun. It's exciting.
He says his young class with 7 freshmen, no seniors. The next tournament for the girls golf team is tomorrow at Gypsum Creek, hosted by Eagle Valley High School. The Moffat County girls golf team, they start the season April 4th. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KREIRadio.com.